Is it too late to buy properties in the Hamptons? Is Montauk still possible? What about Manhattan? I'm Joan Hamburg, and in my podcast, let me tell you, my guests, leading real estate people in the country, have all the answers. Listen. Welcome to Let Me Tell You, our original podcast on the OG Podcast Network. And I share with you my week, all the adventures that I've had, and I like to hear from you too. We've got a really interesting show today. Two leading real estate authorities who went out early and started buying up the Hamptons without even knowing about it. I wonder if it's too late. Well, they're going to tell us, does it pay to buy in beach areas like this now? Soft market? Can you get a bargain? What about Manhattan? A lot of members of our audience want to sell their homes or their apartments or wherever, change their lives, move to Manhattan. Their kids are coming here after school. And is this a good time to buy? Well, we're going to find out. But I want to remind you, too, as you listen to our podcast, one of the great events happens on the 4th of July, Thursday. It's the fireworks, Macy's fireworks, which begin at dark, about 9:20. And this year, it's going to showcase the world-famous Brooklyn Bridge, which is wonderful. Check out macys.com/fireworks, or, you know, it's a podcast, so you may listen to this after the 4th of July, and on that site, you can find out how you can see it again. It's really something quite gorgeous. We used to go, but, you know, as much as I love it, it's just as easy to watch it on television. Not the same thing, but go. And if you are going to go, go early and get the good views. Then I want to tell you, because people are always calling us or texting us, what can I do? I want to come to Manhattan. The crowds are gone. It's true. Most people who live in Manhattan, if they can, are out of here during the summer weekends, long weekends. Thursdays during the summer, Union Square Park has the entire day with free activities. They have boot camp classes, jazz at lunchtime. They screen classic movies. So everything is going on, and it's fun. Go to summerinthesquare.nyc to see the full lineup of events. And I know it's fun. Come on to Bryant Park's movie nights, and they're partnering with Netflix. Grab a blanket, hang out on the grass, because they have big classics, Coming to America, all the good ones. The movie started sundown. The problem is, if you don't get there early, you're not going to get a space. It opens at 5 o'clock. And bring a picnic. You can buy food there, but pack up a sandwich and enjoy it. They have Bad Boys on July 15th, Goodfellas, one of the great movies, July 29th. Anchorman on August 5th. They have a lot. And don't forget that Bastille Day, which is a good opportunity to eat French food, drink French wine, is taking place on July 14th. The street is closed on 60th Street, and you can eat wonderfully well. Really have fun. So I hope you enjoy a long holiday weekend, and I hope the weather gods are good to all of us. You know, it's also a time when you would ordinarily not come into Manhattan. It's doable this time of year. You can usually get parking. You can walk around easily. People are happy to see you. Restaurants you can never get into are welcoming because a lot of their regulars are off for the weekend to either the Litchfield area in Connecticut, to the Hamptons, to the Poconos, to the Jersey Shore, Nantucket, the Vineyard, all the places that people like to go to when you can be right here in Manhattan, our home. So stay tuned, because we're going to get a little lesson in real estate. Is it going to make us rich Who knows? But you better listen to find out. I'm Joan Hamburg. Welcome to the Joan Hamburg Show. What do we love to talk about? Besides talking about gossip and food and politics, even though it makes us a little sick, we love to talk about real estate. And I have a friend who delights in sending me the most negative reports about what's happening in the Hamptons. So when I got a book called I Can, I Will, I Must, and it was buying the Hamptons and how to build a successful future in the real estate world, I was really attentive. So we decided to invite Alan Schnurman, who's a real estate investor and attorney. He actually is a broker, and he is based in the Hamptons and New York City. And Alan tells his story in the book, which is a fascinating story. And he's also very involved in the public. He's involved in the law school world, has done a lot of things. And with him is Eric Fowle, who's COO and editorial director at Dan's Hamptons Media. Now, I think everyone knows Dan's papers. You don't even have to be in the Hamptons to know Dan's. You see it everywhere. And I remember when it started. And even then, it was the Bible of the Hamptons. And now, of course, it's more so. And they have fabulous events that all of you can go to. So let's start. Can you still get rich in real estate, particularly in areas like the Hamptons, which apparently have been affected by our president's new tax laws and other things? Alan, you're looking quite happy, despite oppressive news about real estate market. Tell us.
First of all, I'm always happy. I'm happy every day. And it all has to do with attitude. I keep a good attitude. I like to say attitude equals altitude.
That's a good thing. Which means you've invested in Aspen.
I have some investments in Aspen. Uh-huh. That is true. But real estate is the basis of most of the fortunes in the United States. Even when people make money in the technology field, invariably they buy hotels, they buy multifamily, they buy mixed-use buildings, because real estate is the largest financial market in the world, and people don't understand it. They don't realize it. They think stocks and bonds and convertible debentures, but they don't equal what real estate is worth. And real estate historically has always been the foundation of wealth.
And you mentioned something really important. Patience is one of the most important attributes when it comes to investing in real estate.
There's no question about it. The first thing I tell people is that if you don't have patience, if you don't have a long-term horizon, it's not for you. Buy stocks, because you'll never be happy in real estate. You have to, look, real estate, like any market, is cyclical. It goes up, it goes down. It goes up, it goes down. Like the stock market, but you don't read about it every day in the newspaper. You don't see that I'm losing money every day in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. Because it's a slow progression. But there are people being born every minute. There's people seeking what you have all the time.
That's right.
And that's why they always say location, location, location. I'm the one who adds patience, patience,
right,
patience.
With location. But Eric, you who have been involved in that area too, in a little different capacity from Alan, you've seen our worlds out there change dramatically. It used to be north of the highway was taboo, you know. I mean, you could get a property, but unless you were raising horses, you were probably going to be stuck with that. But it's changing even now.
Absolutely. I think the way that people enjoy the Hamptons and live in the Hamptons now has changed even a lot over the last decade. People are coming out and looking not just to go to the beach. They're not going just out to one restaurant to go to dinner. They're going to come out there and they're going to go. You know, we talked about how the traffic out there has gotten worse and worse and worse every year. So each little area and each little hamlet has become its own destination. So if you're going to be in Southampton and you're not going to drive maybe to East Hampton, now the amount of property where you're going to buy a house or rent a house has to grow from south of the highway to go north, to go into the village, to go into some of the side streets that might have been where people who lived there and worked there year-round, well, now they're going to sell their house. They become a summer house or a seasonal home. So I think really the way that the people have come in, the influx has changed the way that the market has changed out there.
Right, but despite the fact that we hear reports of a down market, which is in Manhattan, which is in a lot of places, and in the Hamptons, Alan, isn't this still an opportunity for people to pick up properties? If you were starting now, would you be investing in the Hamptons knowing what you know?
I would be investing in any good location. For me, it's always a good time to buy good location real estate. I do not time a market.
Right.
And I have my favorite expression. Eric is smiling because he knows it. My favorite expression is, when you're crying, you should be buying.
That's maybe selling, too.
And the reason for that is, in the cyclical market, real estate over a long term historically always appreciates. Always goes up. I'm not talking about the short term.
No, I know.
And that's where the patience comes in. But you can buy when things are low. You can buy when things are oversupplied, like they are now. Or you can buy when it's going up and up. But most people like to buy when things are rising.
Well, of course, because it's exciting.
It's exciting, and I buy something today for $100,000, and then it's worth $120,000 in a year or two, and maybe then $150,000, and then $170,000, and that's what people like. They don't like when things are $100,000, and the market's going down, and then it's $80,000, and then it's $70,000, and they say to themselves, oh my God, I've lost $30,000.
Right, I'm losing.
I'm losing. They don't like that. However, I see that as an opportunity. Why? Because you can buy when the market's going down. The market's eventually going to go up historically.
Right.
I always go from the historical factors.
So hold on. Even in an area like the Hamptons, because we were talking about Montauk. When I first went out there, if you were a Fisher person, you would head towards Montauk. But you weren't willing to drive the extra hour for other reasons. Look at it now.
All the young people want
Montauk. That's where the action is.
That's where the action is.
So when you talk about location, and we'll look at the Hamptons, and it goes also for Litchfield, Connecticut, you know, areas, good is good. What's good? Is there anything that's not good when it comes to location?
Of course. There are locations that are not as good as other locations. But are you saying the Hamptons will always be good, always be good, as long as it's hot in New York City in the summertime?
Right.
People will be coming out to the Hamptons. When it gets hot, hazy, and muggy, there's only a few places to go.
Right, which has ocean and bay and everything else.
The Hamptons is surrounded by water. It's an enclosed place. You have the bay on one side, as you pointed out,
right,
and the ocean on the other. And it's a long strip on the south end, the South Fork. So the idea is you have a limited amount of land, and it's always the land that appreciates, never the improvements. As you know, Joan, it's always the land.
It's true.
And when I buy something, I always look at the land. I never look to see what's on the land.
It's good advice and a good lesson for people.
Only because I have experience. I've been purchasing, I bought my first property in 1977. I don't even know how many years that is.
Was that the one you described in the book when you didn't even know what one area was from another?
In the Hamptons, that was 1986.
Yeah.
I remember that. And I saw
an advertisement. The Poconos first.
Oh, the Poconos, that's right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, I read your book.
We bought our first house in Hemlock Farms in the Poconos.
Oh, my gosh. They used to advertise like crazy.
And I saw one of the advertisements, and I was with Judy in the car.
Your wife, right.
My wife. And I said, Hemlock Farms. We had no, I just settled a case. I had some money, my first real money. Mm. And we went out to Hemlock Farms. We spent we rented a house for a week. We liked it. It was a nice community, had nice people.
And all kinds of facilities.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we bought that house, and it was very interesting. Now, that's not the best location. However.
Because it was overbuilt.
Yes, very good, very good. Yeah. Yes, it was not the best location, but you know what? We stayed there every year. We enjoyed it with our children. Our children went to day camp there, and it appreciated slowly over the years. So I felt like I was getting a free vacation.
And you did.
And I did.
So, gentlemen, and I'm talking to Alan Schnurman and Eric File, their brand new book, I Can, I Will, I Must. It's your secret guide to buying the Hamptons and building a future in real estate. It's not too late. But why do you both think, beside the tax laws, which everyone is moaning and groaning if they have property out there, what's the reason for the slowdown? The economy seems pretty strong.
The reason for the slowdown is always the same reason in real estate. It's supply and demand.
Too much?
Exactly. What's happened is the economy was so good for so long that the builders were building and building and building, and they're still building.
Yeah.
To this day, if you drive around in the Hamptons, you'll see houses going up almost in every new section.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, of course, is even though the market now is oversupplied, they started the project a year and a half or 2 years ago, and they have to complete it.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. But until the inventory will be absorbed.
That could be a long time.
It could. It's not going to be weeks, and it's not going to be months. It certainly may be a longer time, but it will be absorbed. It may be absorbed at different price points because, you know, builders have to get out eventually.
Right.
And their financiers want their money back. And it costs a lot of money to run these houses. You know that. So they lower their prices, and prices will be lowered until it reaches the market. And good investors will realize that it's a value buy. And
right,
everybody in the Hamptons, like everybody everywhere, wants a value buy.
Of course. And Eric, what do you think about the North Fork? Which is still so pretty and still doable.
I mean, the North Fork is the definition of bucolic. It's a word that I love to use when we write about the North Fork. And people have discovered it, particularly it seems that the Brooklyn crowd likes to come to the North Fork more than going to the Hamptons. I think it's the accessibility. There is a little bit of traffic when it's pumpkin picking time in October, and that backs up.
Season, not terrible.
But it's not terrible at all. The wineries have grown to be not just makers of wine, but entertainment centers. People go there, they get an experience, they get to sit out there. More and more of them bring music and food. They got very, very big on that. Now they're starting to rein that back in a little bit because they didn't want it to become, you know, like a Las Vegas circus type place. Absolutely right. But Greenport has exploded. Greenport, there's new restaurants and new buildings and new hotels going up there. And the quality, I really think the quality of food on the North Fork
is really good.
Is incredible. It's driving a lot of people. In the North Fork Table and Inn, when Claudia Fleming went out there.
That's my favorite.
Right? It's incredible. And they have really sparked a movement up there that now they want to bring New York City quality, as you put that
which
in quotes there. They have done it, and people will come there.
Well, it's a fascinating look. Whether you're buying in the Hamptons or you're buying in Manhattan or you're buying in Columbia County, it's really life's lessons and how you can go about it. I can, I will, I must. Thank you both for joining us today. Continued success. I'm Joan Hamburg.